Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hi, this is Nancy Olson Livingston, and welcome to TV Confidential.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Ed Robertson wants a guest consider to make. Consider to make. Star of China Beach, Providence, and most recently the PureFlix series Going this. Home. Calendar year 2023 marks the 35th anniversary of the premiere of China Beach on television. A little later on in our conversation, we'll ask consider about co-starring with Dabney Coleman on the NBC sitcom Mad Men of the People. You mentioned your father's of creative ability and how there's a straight line, you know, from your dad to you in terms of creativity. The other thing that's also very important is that we talked about your early career as a teacher, and you did, you know, you enjoyed your time as a teacher, but you knew deep down you wanted to do something else with the rest of your life. And so when you pursued a career to be a performer, your parents supported your decision.
Oh, absolutely. They supported it. And I you know, if it hadn't been for that support, Ed, because I was teaching school, my dad worked two jobs. He worked as a law enforcement officer, and then he worked at the port of Kenosha. It's one of the biggest ports next to the St. Lawrence Seaway. Mm-hmm. And all these ships would come over, and so my dad hired all these officers that would, you know, be security guards at the port of Kenosha. So my dad had two jobs to put me through the University of Wisconsin. When I wanted to go into acting, he said, oh, my God, because I had taught school for 4 years and I had my degree already. Well, I went to the Goodman Theater School, Goodman School of Drama in Chicago. He said, I'm going to have to go out and get another job, Holly. So he did, and he was still a cop, and he went out and got a second job to send me to Goodman. But when I remember asking him, I said, Dad, I said, I just, you know, I don't want to teach anymore. And I said, I want to go into theater. And I never even thought of television or film. And I just loved the stage. And because I think if I'm good on television or film, it's because of what I've learned in theater on stage. And he said, well, there's pros and cons. He said, and I've figured out the pros, and I figured out the cons. He said, and the cons far outweigh the pros, Holly. But your mother and I said, you got to get your chance. Mm-hmm. You got to go for it. If this is what you want to do, we will back you 100%, and I will go out and get another job. And he did just that. And as a result of that, I mean, that leap of faith my father took, it then followed to this conversation today, Ed. If it had not been for that leap of faith he took and my mother took, because my mother just wanted me to stay, you know, close by, because he was a protector of our family. Mm-hmm. And so his little girl going to Chicago, his little girl going to New York and walking the streets of New York and then getting to L.A. and trying to figure out the Thomas Guide. There were no GPS. Remember that?
I remember the Thomas Guide.
I know. God bless. I couldn't understand that either. Mm-hmm. But... But if it wasn't from the kind of love that my father and mother had, my mother would say, we have to give her her chance, Hank. She's got to have her chance.
Yes, as they say in the play Hamilton, it was time for your shot.
Ah, it was time for my... What a great line. That's wonderful. I'll have to...
absolutely.
Wonderful. That's great. So then I retired them here when I was doing China Beach. So I brought them from Wisconsin, and they lived outlived their retirement years here for the last 20 in California. So my dad had, you know, he could do his artwork, he could do his poetry, his songs, he could plant his tomatoes because he was from Rome and he loved his roses and, you know, everything. And then my mother was just so happy to be with her daughter again. Mm-hmm. I was never able to go back to Kenosha but once or twice a year because by the grace of God, and I mean by God's grace, and if I have any faith at all, I got that from my mother.
Consider Tomei is on the line with us. Consider Tomei starred China Beach, Providence, and many, many other productions for stage, film, and television. Consider and I are chatting about some of the many people that she has worked with throughout her career. We're just seeing where the conversation goes.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
We are
the Real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who were you again?
I played Peter.
We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the Real Brady Bros.
A couple more questions for now, because I have a feeling we're going to have another conversation with Consetta Tomei later in the year. But
what fun. I'm working then, my darling. The last thing I did was Space Force with Steve Carell. I played Nancy Pelosi, but the character, they called her Ed Pitosi, like a pit bull. Jeez, I wonder where that came from.
Well, that's in a way, she is a pit bull.
Yeah, yes, no, it's perfect. Pitosi, hysterical. And Carell was great to work with, I must say. Lovely man. And Malkovich, oh, a brilliant actor.
Well, one of the one of your other leading men in television was Dabney Coleman. Now,
oh, my Dabney, my divine Dabney. Oh, how much I love that guy.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Oh. Well, you know why? I learned so much from Dabney. Mm-hmm. I did 16 episodes of Mad Men of the People, mm-hmm. and it was on NBC, but they gave us such a terrible time slot.
Yep.
We had to follow Seinfeld. Well, after Seinfeld, everybody went to bed.
Yep.
And that was not the killer time slot. Everybody thought it was going to be a killer time mm-hmm. slot. It would be just, no, it was the worst programming decision ever. So Dabney was a professional from the word pro.
Mm-hmm.
And he would work out scenes, work out bits. He knew his lines. He was a unbelievably generous actor on stage and off. But also he would bring gifts to his leading ladies and, you know, and it was just Cynthia Gibb and myself. And he was just... I learned so much, and so much fun, fast and bright and funny, but I learned so much about comedy from him.
We
did 16 episodes, and we'd do a bit, and he'd say, okay, Concetta, he called me the Italian prince, by the way, Concetta or Concetta is fine. We all know that Concetta is the correct mm-hmm. pronunciation, and Ed knows that, so, but a lot of people call me Concetta without it being the correct print, but I'll answer to anything.
Okay.
So anyway, we'd be throwing a pillow, okay? He'd be on one end of the couch. I'd be on the other end of the couch. We'd be standing. We had a pillow that we were to throw in between. I cannot tell you how many different ways to throw a pillow Dabney Coleman thought of. I cannot even begin to tell you. The minimum was six.
But you know something, just listening to you, most of us think of Dabney Coleman for his work in film and television, but he learned his craft at the Neighborhood Playhouse Theater Group in New York City. So he's really a stage actor at heart.
Well, and, that says it all, Ed. It's something new I learned today. See how wonderful the spirit travels.
Yeah.
I didn't know that about Dabney.
Yeah, and
I had no idea because he worked like a stage actor.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Mm-hmm.
He said, now, Concetta, all right, say the line, then throw the pillow. Throw the pillow, say the line. Wait on the pillow.
Yeah.
I mean, it was hysterical, but I learned so much from that, and man, but I did not know the Neighborhood Playhouse, Ed. Thank you. I did not know that. Another day, another discovery. Ed Robinson, yay. Oh, dear. This has been a great interview. Now, the next time we speak, and I hope we will, and thank you for the second offer, Ed, I hope I'm working in something that I really want to do and love to do.
That reflects your background as a stage artist, you know, because one of the main differences in working on stage versus film and television is that stage gives you the opportunity to really cultivate a character, because you're going to play that same person for, you know, a month, couple of months, something like that. And so it allows you to develop a quality to your performance, and to the extent you can, that's what you're looking for.
That's right. And the audience also, Ed, informs you. You know, they used to call it, not to be, you know, insulting about older people, because I am now one myself, but they talk about the blue rinse set.
Mm-hmm.
Blue rinse set that comes, those were the matinee women, the older women that were retired and came to the theater on 2 o'clock on a Saturday or Wednesday afternoon. Well, playing to that group of people and playing to a Friday night that they went out to dinner at Joe Allen's and they had a lot of drinks, you know, or playing in for a Sunday evening audience, your audience would inform you
mm-hmm.
as to how to work the room. Really, it's almost like stand-up, but very, very different, more detailed and more intimate, I think. But I learned so much from the audiences myself, because I had remembered what Lynn Fontanne had said. She said, it's always great to go on a national tour, she said, because you work all these different cities and all these different areas of the country and all these different people's beliefs and values and where they come from. And she was absolutely right. I mean, I thought when I went on the national tour, and I did 8 months on the national tour, the Broadway National Tour of Elephant Man, and there was, you know, seven different really big cities, Toronto, San Francisco, Chicago, went on and on and on. You did learn so much from the different areas of the country, as well as just the matinees and evening performances in New York City for those Broadway shows, or off-Broadway shows. Because a lot of kids didn't have a lot of money to pay for those Broadway tickets, so they'd go to off-Broadway, and I did 9 off-Broadway shows. Well, the most well-known was The Normal Heart,
mm-hmm.
Bette Davis, and also Tommy Toon's Cloud Nine. Well, you know, I did The Elephant Man 14 months and Tommy Toon's 14 months. But that you could afford an off-Broadway ticket, and God bless Mr. Papp for the New York Shakespeare Festival.
Joseph Papp.
Right, Joseph mm-hmm. Papp, because what a visionary that man was. And everybody got to see free theater with these great, great actors, you know, like John Glover and mm-hmm. Klein and all these wonderful, wonderful actors and actresses, and Meryl Streep, for free. If you're willing to stand in line in 100-degree heat, you know, to get tickets for that show at night at the New York Shakespeare Festival on 81st and Central Park West, you were able to see magic
mm-hmm.
for 3 or 4 hours for free. And I just thought, what a gift that man was. I did 4 shows for Joe Papp, and I loved him. He was tough. He was a tough guy, but I loved Mr. Papp, and I could never call him Joe. Could never call him Joe, and everybody say, "Oh, Jojo! Oh, no, no, no!" I mean, I'm a Midwest kid,
mm-hmm.
and out of you're hopefully raised with respect and resilience, and I think that's what my mom and dad, the biggest things they gave me besides my faith in God, is respect and resilience, because this is a tough business, as you know,
mm-hmm.
and you just have to be resilient. And if it comes your way, it does. If it isn't, wasn't meant to be yours. And you just have to stay positive.
That's right.
Dabney Coleman, oh, my great Dabney Coleman, learned so much from that man. If he ever listens to your show, and I hope he does, did you ever interview him?
He's on my bucket list. I would.
Oh, yeah, mine too. Just give him my love, because I learned so much from Dabney in comedy.
Well, I've had a wonderful time chatting with you, Concetta Tomei.
Have I.
We will definitely chat again one of these days on TV Confidential. Thank you so much for spending part of your day with us.
Oh, thank you for sharing my day with me, Ed. And God bless all of those listeners out there. Keep listening. Keep following your dream. And keep loving everybody. Let's make peace, okay? Let's make peace and love out there in this divided world. God bless everybody. Take care, Ed. Thank you for thinking of me.
The next edition of TV Confidential will air next week on this station at the usual time. Please join us for that. In the meantime, a reminder that In Good Company by Johanna Siegmund, available Amazon.com, BarnesNoble.com, wherever books are sold online. Ed Robertson, Tony Figueroa, Donna Allen, Phil Grace, and Greg Erbar, thank you so much for listening. Stay healthy, stay safe. We'll talk to you next time on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.